Fuck it, just start recording. I'm ready. Humans just have to learn the hard way. I'm sitting here ranting to Randy in the studio. She's like, why don't you fucking save it for the podcast? I'm like, fine, whatever. Just turn the goddamn microphone on. Let's do it. Humans have to learn the hard way. I've said this before. I've been saying this for years. I really think it's just part of our mental makeup, our brain chemistry, the way we're wired, however you want to fucking phrase it. You know, you just can't fucking learn. You tell men, guys, don't get married, okay? If you get married, the woman's gonna fucking leave, you should take 50% or more, yeah, and nobody listens. Nobody fucking listens. Because you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. You shove your opinion up your ass, that way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Yes. And don't forget the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. I am drinking coffee this morning out of the mug that was given to me by a friend of mine who is a girl. I know, it's hard to believe. I have a friend who is a girl. I know, those of you out there, you think, oh my god, there's no way this guy could have friends who are girls. It's hilarious. I have the fucking MGTOWs, the fucking FAGTOWs, the goddamn virgin toes, accusing me of being a fucking femisimp. And then I have the feminist accusing me of being a misogynist. And regardless, it does not fucking matter. Because that's how you know you're doing things right, right? When you got both ends of the spectrum attacking you. It's like they say, when the Republicans think you're a Democrat and the Democrats think you're a Republican, that's when you know you got your shit together. Because that's when you have everybody around you so fucking confused, they have no fucking idea what's going on. And who am I? What am I? Well, I am still the one, the only, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, doing the motherfucking philosophy, the fucking commentary, the shit, on the interweb since 1999, doing the motherfucking podcasting for 11 years, 12-year anniversary coming up in November, it's right around the corner. Have you been podcasting for 11 years? No? Then go fuck yourself. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast, and you too, you, if you disagree with me about anything, you can go and fuck yourself. This is not a safe space. Trigger motherfucking warning. Alright. Let me find my coffee cup here. Given to me by my cute little female friend. Who, despite being a cute little female friend, has her mental problems. Oh god, does she have mental problems. Whoo! Then again, don't they all? Alright, hang on. As I... Oh, man. Oh, fuck. I gotta do that, too. As I get my shit together here, I got all sorts of shit on my mind. This is like my one day off this week. I've been working my ass off still. Thought I was gonna get a fucking break after a music festival. No! Fuck no. No, we ain't getting no fucking breaks, are we? In my one day off, I got a huge list of things. I got something huge, all right. That's what she said. I got a huge list of shit I got to do. So right now, I need to rant. I need to rant about how people just don't fucking learn. People just can't fucking learn. You tell them, no, everybody's got to learn shit the hard way. You can't warn people. People are, well, why don't you have anything to say? I'm in this room full of men, almost all of whom, not all of them, but most of them. It's just us socializing and shit. Are in the process of getting fucked over by a woman who they married, and then she did whatever she did, and now they're separated or divorced or getting divorced, whatever. And they're like, my ego, and oh, I feel so bad, and oh, I just don't know what to do, and right. And they're like, well, great one. Don't you have any advice to offer? Can't you? I mean, do you have anything to say? Because you have all these opinions. And I was like, guys, what the fuck do you want me to say to you? You got married. I mean, there's no, I don't have any advice for you. Right? It's sort of like if you take a hand grenade and you pull the pin and you stick it up, well, you let the spoon fly off, and then you stick the hand grenade up your ass and it blow, and then you're like, well, great one. Do you have any advice for me? Well, yeah, my advice would be don't stick a hand grenade up your ass. It's a little fucking light, isn't it? I mean, what do you want from me? I am the great one. I am always right. But I don't have to, I can't fucking go back in time, even if I could. Had I gone back in time to before you married this woman and fucked your life up and told you, hey, dumbass, don't get married, it's not like you would have listened. Right? Because divorce only happens to other people. No, see, the woman you're marrying, she's not like all the others. Oh. The woman you're marrying is different. Deep breath. See, the woman you're marrying, she'll never have sex with another man. She'll never grow tired of living with you. She'll never want more than you can provide. She will never be unhappy in the marriage and go file for divorce because she's just not happy anymore. No, see, that happens to other people. But it will never happen to you. Because you see, this woman is different. And you just have to learn the hard way. It's a lot like life. Everybody. Sorry, you don't know that song. It's a lot like politics. Well, the last person we elected president didn't make the United States a utopia and didn't manage to exterminate all the white men who worked for a living. But the next person we elect president, well, that person's going to fix everything. Yeah, so we elected Obama and we had hope and change and forward. And gosh, yet everything, I still occasionally have to work for a living and I don't get enough money on my welfare and I'm not getting enough food stamp benefits. And there's still some white men who are alive and they rape women all the time just by looking at them. So if we just elect Hillary Clinton, now she will fix all of this stuff and then we'll finally have utopia. Yes, everything's so fucked up because we've had all these liberals. Now, if we just elect Donald Trump is going to fix everything. If we get just get Donald Trump in there, he's going to make America great again. All the times in the past when there have been Republican presidents, they didn't do anything to fix anything. But this time it's going to be different because Donald Trump is different. People just have to learn the hard way. You cannot convince the man about to get married that one day his wife is going to divorce him. You cannot convince the person who is about to vote that the person they're voting for isn't going to do any of the things the person they are voting for has said they are going to do. You can't. It's impossible. And not only do humans have to learn the hard way, but what's even more frightening is how often they go through the learning experience and still don't fucking learn. Right? You voted for Obama twice. Did you get hope, change, and forward? No. So what are you going to do? You're going to vote Democrat again. You're going to hope that another Democrat, right? You got married. The woman divorced you, took 50% of everything. And what'd you do? You went and got married again? You didn't learn anything. You learned nothing. You went through the process of learning, right? You got married. She had sex with your best friend. She divorced you. She took half of all of your money and kept the house. You got married again because you didn't learn anything from that. You voted for Obama. Guantanamo Bay didn't get closed down. People kept getting killed with flying robots. So you voted for Obama again. Guantanamo Bay still isn't closed down. He's still killing people with flying robots. There's more Muslim terrorist attacks than ever. So obviously the solution would be vote for Hillary Clinton, because that's going to be the solution. There's no learning. You went through the life experiences from which you should have learned that getting married is a bad idea, that democracy doesn't work, that the politicians you elect will do what the fuck they want to do, not what they promise to do. You went through the process by which you should have learned these things. And yet, you learned nothing. So the question becomes, given your inability to learn, why has natural selection, took us, what, 12 minutes to get to natural selection, why has natural selection not removed you from the gene pool? Well, of course, the answer is because the state is keeping you alive. Because democracy, despite what you've heard, where all these morons who say for a democracy to function, you have to have an educated population. No, 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 no. For democracy to function, you have to have an incompetent, unintelligent, inferior population. Now, educated helps when you consider, when you remember, as I've been saying for years, education, wisdom, intelligence, common sense, they're all different. You can be very educated without being intelligent, and many people are. I've talked about this before. I worked at CSU for 8 years with people that have PhDs. Very educated, also very stupid. As I've said many times over the years, there are some things that are so stupid, you have to have a college education to believe them. Global warming, the wage gap. Human beings just have to learn the hard way. And even after going through the process, so many of you just don't fucking learn. For example, I have not learned. I have the email program up and running right this minute, even though I'm supposed to always turn that off when we record so that Randy doesn't have to kick my ass because I get distracted. But there it is, and I'm getting fucking messages from people, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm fucking recording a podcast. And then, now, I just close the fucking email program, like I just did. But see, how many times have we been through this on this podcast? I still haven't fucking learned, because I have to learn the hard way. All humans are like this. Well, not me. No, no, it's you, motherfucker. This is the thing I fucking hate, is when I talk to people about stuff like this, like when I talk about the false memory creation, or I talk about learning, or you know, it's all those sort of things. There's always some fucking dipshit. Well, no, I'm not like that. No, you are, you stupid cocksucking motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. This idea that you're different, you know, or by multitasking. Humans can't multitask. There's always some fucking stupid cocksucker. Well, I can multitask. No, you can't. Will you please shut the fuck up? Just shut the fuck up. Okay, just shut the fuck up. You cannot multitask. You have to learn things the hard way. You do have false memories. You do not notice things happening in the world around you all the time. Accept it and shut the fuck up, please. Moving on. Headline in the newspaper here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins recently, it said something to the effect of farmland vanishing as more buildings are built. That wasn't exactly how it was phrased. I don't remember, but that was the point. And some friends and I were sitting around discussing shit we had seen in the newspaper that was like Captain Obvious shit. And they had some other ones. I forgot what they were now. But it's like, really? You mean when you build more buildings, you have to build them on the land and then you can't use the land for farming? Really? No shit, Coloradoan? Is that like, fuck, that's news? This is the intelligence level of people. And I don't know about where you are, but right here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, holy fuck, is there a lot of construction right now. And it's all student housing. The students are back and the Fort Collins has gone to shit again. The only good part is that everywhere I look, there's little 18-year-old freshman girls who need to be banged. And I got some, and of course, a student newspaper has started back up, which gives me lots of fodder for stating the obvious. I still have the entire giant stack from fucking last year. And even the year before, I am so far behind. Oh, god damn it, I am so far behind. I always hearken back to the one day somebody left me a comment, I think it was on YouTube, and the guy said, what's going to happen, or see something, blah, 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 if you ever run out of things to talk about. Oh, yeah, I'm going to run out of things to talk about. I have so much material. Anyhow, so there's some good, I got some good material already about the college kids coming back, if I ever fucking get to it. We're not getting to it today. Today's just one more, this whole week is just the free form rambling podcast like this, where I sort of talk about whatever is on my list. Speaking of my list, where the fuck is my list? I know I have a list somewhere. Anyhow, the college kids are back. And what the fuck? Not you guys. It's computers. Yeah. Whoa, it actually fucking did something. I'm in shock. All right. I have a list somewhere. I just found it. Farmland vanishing. I just talked about that. Yes, I was talking about that. And they're just, all they're building is more student housing. I've lived here for so many years. I'm still baffled at how much money it cost to rent a shithole apartment here. Not making this shit up. Studio apartment doesn't even have a real bedroom. Studio apartments in this place are $1,000 a month. It's unreal. And what you see here in the People's Republic in the housing, in the economy of housing is, again, how the government and how subsidies and how welfare, yada, 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 fucks things up. All the housing that's built here, all the apartments, it's all geared towards students. And that's why it's so expensive, because the students don't have, for the most part, I know there are some students out there working their way through college, yada, 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 and I give you credit. I'm talking about the majority. I know I have to make this disclaimer for any stupid people that are still listening to the podcast. A large portion of the students are not paying their own bills. And so they don't give a shit how much their rent cost, because their rent is either coming out of their student loans, or mommy and daddy are paying for it. Right? The ones who are on scholarships and have to actually pay attention to what they spend, or the ones who work for a living and go to school and have to pay attention, are a small number. And so because you've got all these people in the People's Republic of Fort Collins who have this detachment from how much they pay for rent, they don't really shop based on price. They're not going to sit there and go, god damn, that's too fucking expensive. They're just going to say, oh, well, my mommy and daddy have this, or my mommy does it, or my daddy has it, or, you know, my mommy's welfare check has it, or whatever. And, like, no normal person can afford, and again, studio, $1,000. Two bedroom, like, $1,600. Jesus Christ, people. It's ridiculous. Batman versus Superman. Hold on, I need to make some show notes real quick. What did I rant about? Farmland. Oh yeah, learning the hard way. Learn the hard way. And of course, I can always rant about college students. I can rant about. Oh God, and then. Then the ones outside my fucking house, because I live in like the college area-ish, which has its, believe you me, it has its advantages, has its disadvantages. Oh, last night they were out there playing beer pong and they were drunk. One of these days I'm going to get the recorder and record them. I think I've done this in the past, actually. And it's just like, you guys think this is why I need to record it, because you think I'm exaggerating this. They're out there, they're playing beer pong. They're cranking up the music. They've got like Whitney Houston. I'm baffled at some of the music these kids listen to. It's like I would almost say rather listen to some kind of trash from, you know, 26, like Justin Bieber. I'd almost rather hear that than hear shit like Whitney Houston. And they're singing along with the songs. Oh, and they were doing... And it's a good song. Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. They're all drunk as fuck and just screaming out as loud as they can, singing along with Sweet Caroline. And they're playing beer pong. And it's just like, dude, did you fucking see that shot, man? Dude, I will fuck you up, dude. Dude, I'm gonna make this dude, watch this, dude. And it's like an hour of that. Future of America. And again, girls, college girls, I understand. I understand that you have very, very few choices when it comes to finding a real man. That doesn't excuse you from riding the cock carousel and being a dumb whore. Just saying. When you sit there and you say, there aren't any good men. You're right. You're right. That doesn't mean you deserve a good man. So that's another topic. Most of the women who say they can't find a good man, number one, don't deserve a good man. And number two, let's keep in mind that women don't find men. Men find women. Women don't do any fucking work. You just stand there waiting for the man to come to you because God knows you're not going to fucking go to him. But despite all of that, yes, the college-age male, while many of them do have nice bodies, you know, not overweight, nice muscle tone. I know this because I see them out there wearing nothing but shorts. I can see their chest. And yeah, the guy, he looks good physically. Yes, they do have the IQ of a fucking turnip. And the personality of a porn movie. All right. Batman versus Superman, speaking of porn movies, I talked about this a little bit in the previous episode at the end there. I watched the Batman versus Superman. And, of course, it squandered multiple opportunities to talk about any kind of real philosophical questions. But it, as most movies do, because most movies are ultimately propaganda to perpetuate the state, it slipped in these messages about obedience to the law being the highest virtue, about that which is legal or illegal being the determination of that which is right or wrong. And I've talked about this much in the past because this is one of my most important philosophical points. Right, as I have said to you multiple times over during the course of this podcast, that which is legal or illegal has no relevance whatsoever to that which is, in any sort of philosophical sense, right or wrong. Right? Putting Jews in concentration camps was legal. Slavery was legal. And the people who believe that which is legal is also that which is right, and then that which is illegal is also that which is wrong. Those are, and I know I often throw this phrase around a lot, those people are perhaps the most evil and most dangerous people on the planet Earth. Especially when you combine them with democracy. Right, so 20% of the people in the United States voted for Obama. So then Obama goes out and Obama orders the military to take this flying robot and shoot a missile at a group of people. And the missile hits the group of people and it kills them, and all of them are civilians and none of them are terrorists. And all of this is legal. And so people come forth and say, well, but he's the president of the United States. It's completely okay for him to do that because it's legal. I mean, that's some terrifying shit. When you see people dying at the hand of another group of people by the order of this person over here, and those people died for no reason. Those people, as far as we know, did nothing. I mean, everybody's done something quote-unquote wrong, and they're, you know, they stole a paperclip or some shit. But when you see people being murdered by the military at the orders of the president, and people saying, well, it's okay for the president to do that because he's elected, because it's legal. Right? This is terrifying shit. People are like, how did Adolf Hitler do what he did? Well, because of people just like you. Hitler put Jews in concentration. And of course, the thing is, nobody really knew Hitler was putting the Jews in concentration camps. It wasn't all over the fucking internet because the internet didn't exist. This is what makes it even more frightening. Is that the Messiah, Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president, the second coming of Jesus Christ, and first half black president, is able to kill innocent people, kill civilians, kill non-combatants, kill non-terrorists, kill people who have not had a trial, because, oh yeah, they have a fair trial, right? He can do all, and it's right there in plain view of the entire fucking world. Everyone knows about it, you know what, 30 minutes after it fucking happened. And those of you who believe that being legal is the same as being right, you're fine with it. It's totally okay because he's black, he's a Democrat, he was elected. It's totally legal. It's fine. Doesn't matter. There are people you should eliminate from your life. And people who think that right and wrong is determined by what is legal and illegal are in the category of people you should eliminate from your life. Because remember, these are the people who, when there's a law passed against something that you're doing, these are the people who will turn you in. And also remember, here in the People's Republic of the United States. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better. Because the Hillary Clinton presidency is coming. Despite things you may be reading in the Manosphere, where there's numerous Manospherian and alternate right type bloggers, stating very confidently that Donald Trump is going to win the election. Again, I don't hate these people. This is a genuine question. I just don't understand. What makes them think this is possible? Right? I understand. Okay, so if you support Donald Trump, you're against Hillary Clinton, you want Trump to win. I understand that. But to take your emotional desire for Trump to win and for this to somehow cloud your understanding of reality, to obscure from your vision the vast number of parasites who are going to vote for Hillary Clinton, as compared to the much smaller number of producers who have the balls to vote for Donald Trump, right? As I said previous podcast, what, 98% of parasites are going to vote for Hillary Clinton. About 70%, maybe 60%, 60 to 70% of producers are going to vote for Trump. The parasites already outnumber the producers, but when you throw in 98% of the parasites, plus the 30 to 40% of the producers who are going to vote for Clinton, I just don't understand how, and I'm using that phrase I don't like. Let me he's like, I don't understand, then shut the fuck up. But I don't, now that I think about it. I don't have a good thesis for it, other than I don't understand why these people think Donald Trump has a chance of winning, unless it's just pure emotional-driven, rose-colored glasses, affirmations-type positive thinking. I mean, the numbers are not there. There just aren't enough people. I mean, the only possible hope is that a sufficient number of parasites decide not to vote, and that everybody who would vote Trump would show up and vote Trump. That's the only, that or some kind of voting fraud. I mean, those are the only two ways I can see Trump winning the election. And again, just if this is the first time you've ever listened, just to let everybody remind you where the fuck I'm at, I would love for Trump to win. I want Trump to win because, number one, he's a Republican. He's actually not really so much a Republican. We know blah, blah, blah. In the past, he's identified himself as a Democrat. He's given money to Democrats, yada, yada, yada. Who gives a shit? The point is he's running as a Republican. The important part is the media hates him. Donald Trump is hated by the media. The first reason I want him to be the president is because the media's hatred for him will result in the media actually reporting about what the president and the cabinet and the government does, as opposed to the last 8 years where, you know, again, Obama killing civilians with flying robots has been completely ignored by the media in the United States because Obama's a Democrat and because he's half black. And so he can do anything. And it's just completely fucking ignored. Whereas if you have a Republican president, the media will suddenly wake the fuck up and everything he does will be critiqued, will be reported. And again, if Donald Trump ordered a drone strike that killed 100 civilians and zero terrorists, that would be headline front page news for a week. The media would be unable to shut up about it. When Obama does it, nothing. Not a fucking word. So that's the first reason I want Trump to win. The second reason I want Trump to win is simply because it will piss off everybody who's a liberal Democrat, and I could laugh in their faces and make fun of them. And if Trump wins, I will be buying Donald Trump t-shirts to make sure that I trigger as many fucking liberal Democrats. Just the fact that it will trigger such a huge portion of the population. That's the second reason. Donald Trump is not the Messiah. Donald Trump is not going to make America great again. Donald Trump is not going to fix anything. Donald Trump is not going to repeal Obamacare. Donald Trump is not going to make abortion illegal. Donald Trump is not going to build a wall. Donald Trump, unfortunately, is not going to build concentration camps and put all the liberal Democrats into the concentration camps and kill them. Donald Trump is not going to do any of these things. If you take a list, you make a list, every single thing Donald Trump has promised as he's been stumping for election, he will do zero of those things if he gets elected. That is a fact. I know this because I can learn. You don't know this if you're a statist, because even though you've experienced presidents getting elected and never doing anything they said they were going to do, you haven't learned anything. You still think that Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump are going to do the things they're telling you they're going to do while they're trying to get you dumbasses to fucking vote for them. They're not. They're just pissing in your face and telling you it's lemonade. Responsibility to the responsible. I read this somewhere. It might have been on the Twitterverse. I wrote this little phrase down in my notes because I liked it. I think it sums up the concepts behind anarcho-capitalism really well. Responsibility to the and of course natural selection as well. Responsibility to the responsible. People like to say, well, don't we have a responsibility to poor people? Don't we have a responsibility to handicapped? Da blah, 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 blah. My answer is no. No, we don't. The royal we. We, you, me, us, society, nation, state, polis, city, whatever the fuck. No, no, we do not. We do not have a responsibility to the poor and the homeless and the crippled and all this other shit. Partially because we collectively can't do that sort of shit. It's like anything, right? You're in the workplace, right? And you say, well, we need to sweep the floor, and everybody is responsible for sweeping the floor. Some of you already know this because you've learned this the hard way. Some of you think what I'm about to say isn't true because you can't fucking learn. Everything comes back to learning the hard way, right? If everybody is responsible for sweeping the floor, you know who's going to sweep the floor? No one. I still see that to this day in places where I work. Like, well, yes, I've tried explaining to one of the people I work for. It's like, look, you need to give specific responsibilities to specific people. And he does not believe me. He just refuses to get on board with this. So as a result, we go out to do a thing and we go over and we open the toolbox and there's no screwdrivers. It's a toolbox, has no screwdrivers in it. And he gets pissed off. There's no screwdriver. I'm like, well, yeah, because who's responsible for making sure the toolbox has tools in it? Well, everybody is. Okay, you're like a 50 fucking year old adult. And you still think that's going to work. You've learned, you have experienced this lesson the hard way multiple times. You've opened the toolbox and the tools you needed have not been in there. This has happened to you multiple times over the years. You still haven't fucking learned. You've got the experience. You had the trials and tribulations. You had the failure. And the lesson, you could learn the lesson. The lesson is you put one person in charge of the toolbox and hold them accountable. But oh no. No, no, no. We're not going to fucking do that, are we? Because Because I don't know. Because learning disability. Because brain chemistry. Because laziness? I stuck my finger in an electrical socket. I got shocked. So I stuck my finger in the electrical socket. I got shocked. So then I stuck my finger in the electrical socket and I got shocked. So I stuck my finger in the electrical socket and I got stuck. I think I'm going to stick my finger in the electrical socket. I don't think I'll get shocked. Do you think I'll get shocked if I stick my finger in the electrical socket? I don't think I will. I think it'll be fine. When everybody is responsible, nobody is responsible. In society, in our nation state right now, as it is, we have this system where everybody is responsible for the poor and the homeless and all, and via taxation, right? So the government, they create the welfare system, and we take money away from people who work for money, and we give it to the poor people, and everybody's responsible for helping the poor, and the poor are still fucking poor. Welfare system has not eliminated poverty. This is where the left-wing statists talk about, well, those people are poor because of the rich people. All right, Obama's had 8 years to get rid of the rich people. What the fuck has he been doing? I mean, how long do you need to get rid of the rich people? Let's get rid of the rich people. And let's see if the poor people suddenly stop being poor. I'm down with this. I am all about the rich people going galt, right? I've been saying this for years. I even said this back when I was a right-wing minarchist statist, right? I have many masturbatory fantasies. One of my masturbatory fantasies is for the oil companies to all get together and just put an announcement and say, hi, we are Shell and Exxon and whatever, whoever the fuck the oil companies are. And we will not be producing any gasoline whatsoever for 1 month. 30 days, there will be no gasoline. We're giving all of our employees 30 days paid vacation. We're all going home. There will be no gasoline for 30 days. At the end of those 30 days, we, the executives of the CEOs of the oil corporations, we will go to some central locations across the United States, and we will pull our pants down, and we will bend over, and our asses will be on display. And if you would like to have gasoline ever again, you will come forth, and you will lick our assholes. And you would see lines. The line out the door would stretch for thousands of miles as people lined up to lick the assholes of the CEOs to get gasoline back. Because as much as you hate the oil corporations, and Lord knows I've said bad things about the oil corporations too, you can listen to this podcast, you can find them. Without the oil corporations, most of you would be dead. And believe you me, that wouldn't bother me in the slightest, because natural selection. So let's get rid of the rich people. For 1 month, here's an idea, for 1 month, all the rich people stop spending any money. All the rich people shut down all of their businesses. They fire their employees. And the rich people don't spend any money whatsoever. They don't spend anything. They don't buy anything. They don't pay anybody. There'll be no movement of the rich people's money. We'll have an economy that's only the poor people. Let's see if they stop being poor. Not even sure how I got here. Responsibility of the responsible. That's how, thank God for notes. There is no God, but if God existed, I'd be thankful to him. God is not a her. Actually, God might be a woman, considering how fucked up everything is. Responsibility to the responsible. The poor people are not poor because of rich people. Poor people are poor because they understand they can keep milking the system forever. And because they just don't want to be responsible. at an individual level, individual people can choose to have responsibility to those who are responsible. If I have a friend loses his job, and he doesn't have any money saved up because, you know, he probably bought too much shit on his credit cards, he has student loans or whatever. If he is a generally responsible person, I, as an individual, can choose to be responsible to him, right? I can let him live at my place. I can help him find another job. I can loan him money, which generally I'm opposed to loaning anybody money, even friends, family, whatever. There are better ways you can help other people than loaning them money, right? I mean, loaning somebody money to buy a car as opposed to giving them a ride, loaning someone money for rent as opposed to just letting them live with you, yada, yada, yada. But as individuals, we can choose to be responsible to and responsible for people who are responsible, people who are actively trying to make themselves better. So I can choose to help a person who is homeless, unemployed, doesn't have money, because interacting with him one-on-one, I can gauge, is he sincerely attempting to become self-sufficient? Is he truly attempting to get a job? Is he truly attempting to stop drinking so much booze that he's drunk every moment of his life? Right? Is he truly attempting to stop injecting heroin? Is he really trying, or is he just milking the system? When you have the system we have now, where the government, the welfare, the taxation, where nobody is accountable, where nobody is responsible for looking at the individual people saying, is this person responsible? And therefore, do I have a responsibility to this person? In the system right now, where the responsibility for being responsible to those who are poor is foisted upon everybody, well, nobody evaluates whether or not the poor people are attempting to be responsible or just milking the system. In Ancapadice,
well, in Ancapadice, who would take care of the poor people, man? You hate poor people.
No, I don't hate poor people. I hate people who aren't going to put any fucking effort. I hate irresponsible people. I hate lazy people. I hate parasites. So yes, that means I do hate almost every liberal Democrat on the planet. In Ancapadice, there would be poor people, and there would be non-poor people, and the non-poor people would help the poor people who were attempting to be responsible. The ones who are not attempting to be responsible, not attempting to be better, not attempting to make themselves better, yeah, they would die of starvation in the gutter, and natural selection would do its thing. I'm going to save this one. Here's a little teaser. When you choose for yourself, you choose for everyone. I remember when I first encountered that phrase back in a philosophy class. At the time, I could not really wrap my head around it. I didn't get it. Now I get it. And I may have to talk about that some more. But when you choose for yourself, you choose for everyone. Let me go out on these two. This is Chick. Girls, just here's another way to just illustrate to men that you're a piece of shit and a stupid cunt. So there's this Chick. I was seeing her for a while. We were hanging out. And then the usual, she went ghost on me. So I'm sending her a text message and she doesn't respond. So I send her a text message. She doesn't respond. And remember, here's my personal rules. You send a text message. The girl doesn't respond. You give her like maybe 2 weeks. You send another text message. Okay, she still didn't respond. You give it like a month. You can send another text message. If she doesn't respond, 3 text messages in a row, then she's gone. So anyhow, we went through the process. She ghosted me. She never responded. So then she also happens to work at this musical festival, which is where I met her originally. And I'm out there and my phone fucking goes off and I look at the text message and it's her. She wants something. There's something that's broken and she needs me to come fix it. There it is, boys. When you send women a text message saying, hey, are you alive? They're going to ignore you. But when they want something, that's when they'll get in touch with you. Oh, and they want, it's like, yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, she's not responding. Maybe she lost her phone. She doesn't have my phone number anymore. I mean, that's possible, right? Oh, no, she found my phone number when she wanted me to do something for her. But when it comes to her responding to my text messages, oh, no, she's not going to do that. But when she wants something, and every woman out there will tell you, there's nothing wrong with that. I am a misogynist for saying what I do. How dare I think that she owes me a response to my text messages? But when she sends me a text message and she wants something from me, well, that's perfectly okay. And finally, for those of you out there who just have no motherfucking life, Mike Chernovic, whose last name I might be mispronouncing, he's on the Twitterverse. He was verified by Twitter. And there was like this little explosion. Oh my God, Twitter verified Mike Chernovic? The little blue check means nothing anymore. I don't even know what being verified by Twitter means. But when we live in a society where people, left-wing statist, liberal Democrat cocksuckers, get their panties in a wad because somebody who has opinions they disagree with is verified on Twitter, that's when you know people in your society have way too much free time, way too much luxury, way too much money. Obama is murdering people with flying robots. And the fucking filthy left-wing statists are upset because Mike Chernovic has been verified on Twitter. These are people who need to be subjected to natural selection. And now, I'm going trail running, and then we will do the post-processing on this episode, and then it will go live. That's why you're getting today's podcast much later than you normally get it. It is Friday morning and this goes out today. It's 9 o'clock. And I'm ready to get the fuck outside. Thanks for listening. See ya.